Good morning, everyone. Here I am with Debbie
Yay!
and Tony in Convention
Yay!
Connect. Welcome. I hope you're enjoying the first ever virtual convention. I'm so excited because I feel like it's been going really well, and I'm just happy that it's been going so well, and I've gotten to hear several different events that I've had to stream, and then when I'm not streaming, I'm kind of like bouncing around from stream to stream, just seeing what's happening.
Are we made of flubber, bouncing to all these streams? Good morning, everyone. Remember absent-minded professor, son of flubber?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe we're like that. We're bouncing from here to there to everywhere. But, you know, I think everyone is. I think everyone feels, they might feel like, I hope you don't feel like you're bouncing off the walls. Trying to figure out, where do they want us now? How do we get from here to there?
Yes. And I can imagine there is that. But most of my bouncing was voluntary. I was just like, ooh, a little of this, ooh, a little of that.
A voluntary bouncer versus an involuntary bouncer. Oh. Well, maybe it's all like a giant trampoline.
That
what do they
like
call
fun.
Those? What do they call those trampolines that people?
Oh, like at the carnivals and things?
No, those. What do they call those individual ones that people? Rebounder.
Oh.
A rebounder.
Oh. Okay.
That some people have, and they get on those. I'm like, Lynn Heddle. I think a lot of us are thinking about Lynn this week.
Yeah.
Then she had her rebounder. She loved it.
Mm.
I
don't think I've seen one of those. The one I was thinking of, if you've ever played in them, they're quite hilarious. If you've ever been in any of those bouncy houses, I'm not even sure what they're called. I don't know if there's a technical term for them, but it's a like a big rubberized enclosure, and air continually gets pumped into it, and you just jump, and it sends you way up, and then you land again and keep jumping, and it is Gabby, my friend Gabby, has a video of the two of us bouncing like little kids in one of those things.
Oh my gosh. Does it really lift you up into the air?
Well, it's very springy and cushiony, and like this whole little enclosure is all rubberized, so you can't get hurt, and you just jump as hard as you can, and this sort of rubberized action sends you even higher than you'd normally go. So it's tons of fun.
Now they charge parents to put their kids in those, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, I think so. At the malls.
Wow.
It's another way of making money.
Oh, of course. Oh my goodness. We experienced it. We went to a farm to, you know, they had like plants and all sorts of things for it was getting end of summer into autumn. So it's like people could buy plants and other produce, and they just had it set up for anyone to enjoy. So we went in there when no one was looking, or at least we didn't think anyone was looking.
Oh, I heard we had some footage of that. We'll be showing it later. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh dear. Yeah. I didn't mean to share that with you. Whoops.
Oh my gosh. Well, good morning, everyone. We're just so happy to be with you and have you all with us, and so many incredible things happening. There are a lot of things happening today. Tony, are you back with us? No, he went to...
Yeah, he got sidetracked with a phone call.
To Rick.
I am here, but I'm still on the phone real quick with our head executive producer for opening session tonight.
Ah. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
So let me touch base with Rick on a couple of things. Okay. So talk amongst yourselves.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
So we were, Janet asked us a question about...
Yeah.
Ways to listen to ACB radio using Cindy's link, which, you know, everything that sounds logical and isn't always as logical.
I mean, it's a simple statement. I want to listen to ACB using my computer, or ACB radio using my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, that sounds easy enough, but when I went to answer her, I'm thinking, oh wow, everybody's computer's configured a little differently, and you know, sometimes a browser might automatically open a PLS or WAX file, and then some other times it might just download it.
WAX, WAX.
Yeah, I don't even know what that stands for, but it's the extension, it's the file type that will play in Windows Media or Groove.
Yeah.
If you want to get your groove on.
That's why I left the question to the ACB Radio Technical Managing Director, because I kept thinking about it and going, you know, there really isn't, because it depends on how you have your player. Like, I have my player default to Winamp, but if I didn't, well, then either it would be asking me about Groove, which is Windows Media Player, and or Winamp, which I love. I've loved Winamp for years, but it hasn't been updated. I don't think it's supported anymore, but I mean, a lot of us use it. I like it much better, but it's not a simple, easy answer, unfortunately.
Right.
But we're going to, you know, I was talking to Jeff. We're going to definitely be, that's on our after convention AC list.
Yes.
We have the before convention BC, and, you know, like everything we could, you know, do, like, I guess, like in the Bible, BC and...
Oh, yeah, and A.
And AC, and we could start numbering the dates all new after convention.
I feel like right now is AC and it's acceleration. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It does feel like that, acceleration.
900 mph.
Well, then we could have DC for during convention.
During convention.
Yeah, and then after convention could be like maybe DC, like deceleration.
Exactly.
Debriefing. Oh my heavens.
Oh yeah.
So what are we, where's Rick? Is he coming in, or are we linking up with him?
Not right now. No, we are simply just touching base on tonight, making sure that we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's and Q's and T's and all that stuff, all that alphabet soup. So we're
getting our walking shoes on.
We are.
Way up to W.
The walk, and then now we were just logistically talking about how we're going to work from the walk, which folks can join early if you wish. You can come into the main convention opening session, get in early to the ballroom, and we'll be broadcasting the ACB Walk, where we'll be going from coast to coast.
Yeah, and, you know, those ballrooms are big enough. You can walk around them with
it. Yeah, you don't have to worry about hitting anything if you're in the familiarity of your own home. You know where the bathroom is.
That's right.
Oh, the only problem is if you're streaming and you forget, you could go walking and yank all your cords out of place.
And cry, and the world goes dark. It all
try not to trip
off.
Over cables.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So,
how was your fourth for the two of you? Were there fireworks near your house? Could you hear any fireworks?
Oh yeah.
For hours. Mm-hmm. How about you?
So I'm staying at a hotel near the office, and we're close to the Pentagon. There was an air show outside. I'm on the 27th floor, and there were airplanes like eye level. I was pulling the phone out and trying to get, like, you know, pictures from my family to confirm, but it was like they were like right outside, like I guess they were following the interstate that follows into downtown, you know, right into the mall, and I guess they were doing some sort of display before, and you could hear the fireworks from DC. It sounded like they had big fireworks, but which I was surprised that they were doing that, but I haven't read the news yet this morning to see if it was anything like it would. I mean, usually it's, you know, Washington and New York are kind of the two big ones.
Did either of you take in? I know, Jason, you were streaming last night. So you were streaming Pick of the Litter and the fireworks that Joel had put together.
I enjoyed the Pick of the Litter. That was fun.
It was.
Yeah.
It was fun. I don't know with what Joel did. I mean, he put together quite a presentation there. I just think I was expecting to hear something a little bit different, but with more actual fireworks, and it was over so soon that
it went by really fast.
Did the stream drop? But no, it didn't.
No,
we had with Claire, you know, in our office being a Pick of the Litter, So exciting to hear her voice on television. It's just still just sort of like, I'm like, that's Claire.
You know, I
like,
know.
Yeah. So I remember when I was director of advocacy and I hired her to be, you know, she came in when I was still director of advocacy and I was like, that's my little Claire. Not that I should say like that's my little Claire at all, but you know, like I knew her when she was just out of law school.
That's right.
Now she's a star.
She's
well, her
a
dog
star.
Is a star at least.
Oh, we love you, Claire. She's a star,
we
too.
We do, Claire. Good morning.
Hey, yeah,
good morning, Tulane, if you're listening. Hope you've had your breakfast.
Tulane. What a cool name that is.
It is a cool name.
That is very cool. Do you have a dog?
I do. His name is Palmer. Not nearly as cool as Tulane. Although I do like a good Arnold Palmer on a hot summer day.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm supposed to be getting one, but I'm waiting to see if we're really going to go. I was supposed to go in March, and now I'm supposed to go in August. We'll see.
It sounds like the CNI is opening back up. That's where my three
Southeastern
come from,
is
so.
Open. I just wonder, because it's in Florida, I just wonder if we're really going to do this thing. Mm.
You know what? What I'm excited now that convention is starting, and I was talking with Rick about this, we're finally getting things done that need to get aired. You know, it's like 2 minutes before it goes live on the air and you're running up to your producer's desk and throwing it on the desk kind of thing. But you know, now that we're finishing up all the segments that people will be getting a chance to experience, I was listening to the paper on my walk from the hotel to the office this morning, just to save time, and the trains are still not all running up to speed, so I'm staying by the office. And I was listening to the newspaper. Great job on the newspaper. Way to go,
yeah,
BOP.
Rick Lewis. Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I get some free time, I want to start checking out these audio described tours. They sound so cool. Have you listened to any of these yet?
I've checked in. I want to do the White House one. I've never been to the White House, so I'm kind of interested in that one.
They sounded cool. There was, yeah. Have you, Jason? Have you streamed any of them or have listened to any of them?
I've listened to make sure they're airing and just kind of caught bits of each, and they're very well done. That's what I can say. I've heard feedback on, or I've seen feedback on emails too, and how great they are. So,
yeah, so that's exciting. So
that
whenever
is,
downtime
and,
comes.
And you know, there are so many exhibit kinds of things running overnight and running on the exhibitor channel, which is the community channel.
Which reminds me, what time is it here? What's our time?
What time? 9:22.
A few more minutes. I'll go.
I was late yesterday. I was silly.
We're gonna thank well, we were originally listed from 9:30 to 10.
That's right.
But as we're getting started,
I thought it was 10:15. I wasn't reading.
I just know on general session days it's 9:30 to 10. But we're doing this pre.
Yes, it is.
So we want to thank HumanWare with their Victor Reader, where you can listen to streams of AC.
You wanted to thank HumanWare.
And thank you, HumanWare, for being a sponsor this year and for choosing us. So
yes. And I listened to their presentation this morning. It was
good.
Very engaging. Peter Tusick and Natalie and I'm forgetting who else, but they were all doing a great job.
In the exhibit hall or
in
the files? Oh, on Mainstream, the exhibit kinds of things.
No, this one was went to community in the exhibit hall and caught it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like the replay of part of yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
need
that's
to go back
really
and try
good.
To catch that. We'll be
we
uploading them
so
on the YouTube
We are so grateful for
channel.
All of our exhibitors and sponsors.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. Thanks to our sponsors and exhibitors.
Oh,
You're absolutely right. I was just saying that we're going to be uploading them as well on the YouTube channel over the next day.
I guess maybe we all are.
No, you sound fabulous.
No, you sound fine. I didn't hear any breaking.
Yeah, but... But yeah, so we are, excited about getting these up and loaded on YouTube, so you can listen to them on demand through our YouTube exhibit channel that should be going out tonight.
That is so good. I wonder, are you finding all the video files in the exhibit recordings?
All in the Dropbox, aren't they? Yeah. So I think I've stumbled. I'm gonna try to touch base with somebody to just make sure I've got everything. It's gonna take a while to upload them all later today, but yeah. So. keep posted for that. If you're like me and you're busy when there's one you want to hear, you can also listen to them on demand very soon. So, but again, thanks to the exhibitors and sponsors for this year's convention. So, early Sunday morning. Have you all had your coffee yet? Are you coffee drinkers or no?
I love coffee, but I need to limit my intake. And I haven't had anything to drink except some water earlier. So no breakfast, no coffee yet.
Yeah.
50 ways to
no.
wreck your computer or wreck
no.
your mixer. From,
no.
You know.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
So
if it
we got
spills on a mixer board, it should be the mixer that's in the kitchen, and it shouldn't even spill in that cup.
Right.
So we are going to have at 9:40. Carla's going to be back for the mini mall minute. That's a lot of M's to get out of my mouth in one moment. The mini mall moment, because it's more than a minute, I think.
A mini mall moment. Yes.
Yes. And I'm sure it'll
I
be
got
a monumental
my list
mini mall
of
moment.
What's. Got the catalog. Got the catalog. Read through that this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need this.
And I just got a message saying, don't forget to mention the podcast. In our convention podcast feed, we have, let's see, what is it?
The podcast.
Yes, we have already over 101 segments with over 48 hours.
Yes, it's being updated.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for our team for uploading that.
Yes. Jeff has played a
Jeff
big part in that.
Effort.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeff.
So I'm like, wow, thank you, Jeff, because that's a lot, you know, dealing with
a lot of bits.
A lot of bits. Bits and bytes, yeah.
So I am excited for just today. This is you know, it's always the thing about the conventions is they always sort of have that slow lead in, you know, we have the board meeting and then we had 411 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Bits and the other, you know, listen to some of, I think, was it Paul Edwards and Ways to Listen?
Yeah, the Board of Publications.
The Board of Publications,
and,
yeah.
And Susan Glass. Yeah. I figure this is all dress rehearsal, you know?
It
We've
is,
been
it
working
is.
Out lots of things.
But
and
it's the fanfare's coming.
Yeah, we're getting warmed up. And we're getting more little things ironed out. And, you know, I think some people wondered right away, what about this and what about that? And some exhibitors were worried about how do we know? How can we tell people when to listen? Well, especially the video. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. So we just need to spend all the time with makeup. That's part of the problem is the hours and countless hours that we're spending in the makeup trailer, getting ready for tonight. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'd like to imagine this is, you know, Hollywood or something, but
makeup.
At the end of the day, I'm in Alexandria.
Yeah. Well, so we have the families, Carla can talk about that too. ACB families and things airing from the Helen Keller collection. Oh, we have services on this morning, the Catholic Mass and words of encouragement with Michael Garrett. And
only there was a virtual confession, says the Catholic. Well, for that.
A virtual confession. Oh man.
I'm fine with a virtual Mass, but you know.
Yeah. And we have the harp concert, or not really a concert, but kind of like clinic, workshop.
High tea.
Later.
High tea with
high
harps.
Tea.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that too. Ooh. Yeah.
That'd be a great name for a little cafe, High Tea.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. It sounds delicious.
Where did you learn to play the harp, Jason? It's you playing, right? Is that later today?
Well, actually, it's several of us who will be on there who play or are learning to play. Mm-hmm. And Lynn Heddle was an influence in my getting started with that.
Me too.
Yeah. And I started, let's see, about 2 years ago.
Do you have a what one thinks of when they say a harp? You know, or are there smaller versions that are more manageable in a small setting of a home? Or
there are smaller.
They seem big and heavy.
They are
the
big and
like
heavy.
Concert harps.
Or at least they can be. And I don't have a concert harp, There are two types of harps, lever harps, or sometimes referred to as folk harps, and then pedal harps, which are usually the big concert harps. And mine is a lever harp, but it is still rather large and heavy. So it doesn't have the full range of a concert harp, but it's got a pretty good range and has a
Do you
a
put
lovely...
it in your lap like an auto harp, or is it still stood up?
No, this one is stood up, and you lean it over your shoulder.
Oh, okay.
When you play. Yeah.
Like an upright bass. I played upright bass for years.
Ah, I love the upright
bass.
It's
always nice to have that physical contact with your instrument.
It is. There's your body feels the resonance of it as you play, and it's just a nice thing.
Now, where can we catch that today, then? That's on this afternoon. What time and channel?
It's on Mainstream, from, well, let's see, 4:30 Eastern to, or 4:30 to 5:45 Eastern.
Just was answering a message from Cindy about the Facebook community group, and all of the links are posted there. And Cindy is just doing so much good work. Oh, I don't think I remembered to mention her by name the other day either. Shame on me for mentioning names and leaving anyone out. I'm so sorry.
You know what?
It
is totally understandable. There are many people involved, and
yes, there are. I never would have intended to leave out Rick or Cindy, or and then I noticed some of the production people didn't get mentioned either, like Mike Duke, who has been so willing to help in any given moment. And I'm sure there are plenty of others.
Yeah.
Carla, are you here?
We've got Minnie-Mall Minute.
Minnie-Mall Minute. Minnie-Mall, Minnie-Mall. Carla, are you
there? Are you there, Carla?
I think she's there. She's
we'll
just
find
hello.
Out in 7 seconds.
There,
there
she
we
is.
Go.
Yay.
Hello. Good
you know
morning.
What? This is, Deb, this is getting a little easier every time.
I know. I'm so proud of you. I am. I am proud of you. Wow. Here's our mini mall Zoom master. Mr.
Yeah,
live
right.
Live from Louisville.
That's right. How's it going, Tony?
It's going well. Good morning, Carla. Nice to hear your voice on a Sunday morning.
Well, you know, it's sort of early, but it's certainly not anything that we've not been used to here with the convention. I think I've been up since about 5 working on things. Don't know about you, but I'll bet you have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it is. It's full speed ahead. So
that
I'm just glad
kidding.
I'm not in Pacific time. Sorry, Jeff. Good morning.
For real. That would not be a good thing. So
what do we got for the mini mall moment today, Carla? What do we got?
All right. For the mini mall, we have several things today. First of all, our steal a deal today, that's really kind of big news, is any 6 or 10 foot cable, whether it's Android, the micro USB cables, or the Apple cables, are just $13. And those are nice. I've already had somebody call this morning asking about a long cable. And I said, oh, you're just in time. We have some things today. We're kind of emphasizing things that are helpful to us as individuals. You know, we have our new portable sound spa, which will help you in falling asleep. Now, don't use this during the sessions, but maybe after the session goes off, you'd want to use it.
Turn on during the development report. I'll tell you that. That'll be.
You gave a really good report the other day, Tony. I love the board meeting was great.
Yeah. But I heard that on the newspaper this morning, the little sound spa machine, like the different sound effects, like ocean waves and things like that.
Right, right. But the cool thing is that it's all push button operated. And so, you know, a lot of stuff is going to the digital displays today, today. And but there's a button for each setting on it. So that's kind of neat. Of course, we have our masks and our ear savers, our eyeglass kits and the manicure kits and a talking blood pressure gauge. But, you know, those are all things that we might find useful just in our everyday lives. Also, something that people might be interested in is those little, we call them cord tamers, the little cable organizers, that you can get all that mass of cables under control. For every order, if you have an order that's $25 or more today, you can get one of those for free, and you can pick the color you want. So that's kind of cool. And we also have a brand new product, actually by customer request yesterday. Someone called up and said, I love that Path of the Future image, and I'd like a full color version of that on a shirt. So we got busy and we created one. And so they are on sale today. T-shirts with the full color Path to the Image, Path to the Future image on them. And they are so new that I don't have that price, but we will just a few minutes after we go off here. And so people call and check out that that T-shirt.
And what's the number again they can reach you at?
Okay, the Mini Mall numbers are 877-630-7190. That's our usual number. Our convention Mini Mall number, which just gives us additional lines, is 877-969-MALL or 877-969-6255.
I think we should have one that says 877-BUYTHIS.
You know, we should. We'll have to try to get that number. And could I mention one other thing?
Sure.
In the religious services, Michael Garrett, of course, is going to do a great job with the interdenominational. The priest that's doing the Catholic Mass is a member of the Kentucky Council of the Blind. He's a young blind person from down in Western Kentucky. He has a farm, and his big hobby is trains. And he's going to take some questions after he after the Mass is finished. But he is a person that's said that St. Lucie's Mass at Christmas time in New York with the Xavier Society. And then there is an LDS service also that's on the Zoom platform, and that's listed in the Zoom links for today.
And, so,
and there's
families.
The church bells. There's
that's the Mini Mall.
There's the Mini Mall.
That's the Mini Mall. I feel like we're NPR radio now. We've got
the families.
We've got a family ready now to take your calls.
Yes. And families. Yes, the family's call is at noon. And I've already been emailing with Mike Hudson. He's ready to go and all excited about talking about the new Helen Keller collection there at APH.
I saw that in the paper too.
Yeah.
That's here on Mainstream. So we're all set and ready to go.
I love it.
So stay tuned in, everybody. We got a lot coming up. So
we sure do.
Carla, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Tony. Thank you, Debbie. Have a great day.
Be well. Right. Take care.
You too.
I just heard from Cindy. She would love to be here anytime. So I mentioned maybe tomorrow. So I think that would be great.
Tomorrow is Membership Monday and MMF Monday.
Membership Monday. Membership Monday and Mini Mall Minute. Man, we're doing.
We love the M's. I'm going to have to go get a jar of M&M's.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. My wife showed up with one of these jars that's like probably like half a gallon full of peanut M&M's.
I wonder if she went to Sam's or Costco or something.
I think her dad got it. He does that stuff. He goes to Costco. Mm-hmm. But not that this is a commercial at all, but that jar has been therapy trying to get ready for convention. It's almost gone and I feel horrible. I'm like, oh, this is not healthy.
I've got somebody here in this house that keeps them in the refrigerator and just gets up in the morning and starts eating them right away. Well, they kind of, they got nuts. They got nuts in them.
Yeah.
What food is this? I missed it.
Peanut M&M's.
Oh, yum.
Showed up from my father-in-law, a giant jar of them. And I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
So I did not bring them down with me for convention week or else I would have just finished them off probably already. So.
Yeah. I'm really bad. If it's too close at hand, I'm into it way too much.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
All right. What time are we at? What's our time? How many more minutes?
9:39. We've still got more time.
20 more minutes.
Yeah, we do. Wow. Katie said good morning. Huh?
Good morning, Katie.
Yeah. At 10 o'clock. Good morning, Katie.
10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock, we have the non-denominational service, Words of Encouragement.
Okay.
Michael Garrett. Mainstream. Yeah.
Oh, our former board member from Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Spouse of Peggy Garrett, the Texas president. So, and he's an ordained minister, I think, too.
I think so. And he works with the Well, I'm an ordained minister as well. It's kind of interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Michael works with the thrift stores, right?
He does. He leads the committee for the EO, the ES committee,
Enterprise.
Our thrift stores, Enterprise Services out of Lubbock, Texas and Amarillo, Texas. So
I wish we had a thrift store here. I would be there a lot. I love thrift stores.
That's been one of the things I've missed the most, because we pretty much shop exclusively there. And the whole shutdown of stores.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thrift stores.
I mean, they're a great way to shop. Some people think they're just for people that don't have money or something. I'm thinking there's a smart way to shop. I think so. And go and, you know, I go in there with a bag full of things I don't need. So what if I come out with two or three more?
Well, I know. And it's helping save the world. It's recycling.
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah. So my hope is when we get ours back open, but things in Baltimore are slowly starting to open back up. So
I am getting the feeling that they're mixed, that they're starting to, and then some things are shutting down again.
Is Jason, you still there?
Jason?
That's what Connecticut's like. I think he's taken off for a second.
I am.
Oh, there you are.
Business. There he is.
I know. I closed my mic and looked
at it. Yeah, juggling different things.
Yeah.
People keep, I just got a text too. Who keeps texting us when we're on the air?
It's a sign of, I think it's a sign of being important.
I guess so, yeah. So we've got those services coming up. Then we've got Helen Keller.
Yeah.
Later. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of other things coming off at 6 o'clock. Check out the walk. You can still register for your team. I gave money last night for the ACB walk. Made my contribution to one of my guide dog's best friends who retired. So Palmer was excited to donate to
his
best friend. So
yeah, I know. I signed up. I was gonna start a couple. I thought of teams, either people waiting for a dog, or I thought of starting an ACB radio walk team. We didn't get that done, but I did sign up. So, oh yeah, love those walks.
Yeah. So,
just heard from Eric.
Says
he's listening, and we're sounding great.
Cool. Hey, Eric.
Hey, boss.
Yeah, I want Eric to come on to these one of these week.
We'll get him on. He'll be the nice thing is he'll be in the office. He's actually going to show up in the office. So he might jump on at 6:45 today.
Cool.
Just to say hello to people.
Yeah.
Before he gets his hair all done, ready for going live for the evening event.
Yeah.
So we'll have Eric come and probably say a couple words. Eric, putting you on the spot. Hope you don't mind.
That's right.
So we'll have a few folks in our office later today. So
That's
it. Won't just be me.
Yeah. So, wow. You know, that's all good. I know. Is Kelly going to be there tonight too?
She is. Yeah, she's coming in. We're setting up our own little video studio here, and so since we'll be doing a lot of the convention stuff live from our office, so we'll be getting that stuff set up. And she is the cinematographer, or what would you call it for a live shot? I guess the director, I guess, in that sense, because.
Well, that sounds
how to focus a lot better than the rest of us. In
like an executive producer to me, I'll tell you.
So we've got that going on here, and I know Minneapolis is working hard.
They are.
You can still register if you haven't registered yet. There's still registration.
The phones have been ringing off the hook.
But yeah, I call them and they sound busy. So
yeah, Janet. I mean, the other day she just would. Put her phone down and it would ring again. I mean, those registrations can keep on going all week. And, you know, it gives you the advantage of getting into other Zoom rooms of things that may not be streamed. And it also puts you in the running for door prizes. Woohoo!
That's right. We still got stuff to give away. So
that's right. Door prizes.
Check those out. Those will be at the end of general sessions, I think, is when they'll be giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so gives people a reason to log in. Don't just listen in, but log in.
That's right, because then you're eligible if you registered.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And you get the Daily Digital, the newspaper, or the
if
Digital
you buy
Daily.
It. Or you get it emailed anyway later. But if you buy it, you contribute to students, and then you get an earlier version. I used to, Jason, when you're at the convention, I know you and I love to get the newspaper delivered.
Yes.
I always figure the elves come around and they slip it under the door, or it might be just outside, and I won't ever let myself read it until the morning, because it's kind of like, wow, I'd love to get up and see what was brought, what was delivered, you know, in the wee hours, although it might have been when I was still up, but I still won't read it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to those that have been helping with, you know, that added cost to the registration to help those students, because they are, you know, this is an interesting time in history for students more than I think a lot of us.
You know,
the experiences they're experiencing and just what's going on in terms
I'm so proud of our ACB students.
And the ACB students, the work that Ming and others are doing to help engage the students and, you know.
And our next generation affiliate. And I see, is it today or is it tomorrow? There's a big thing. What can Google do or something like that?
That might be tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Today is Instagram and YouTube.
Beep. Well, there's that tomorrow too.
Which is interesting. If folks are interested in YouTube and Instagram, that's today. I think that's on, maybe that's on special, or it's on, we in the office, I just know it's on ABC2, like the BBC2. I can't remember what actually streaming that is. So we've got a bunch of great tech stuff.
Well,
I'm looking forward
to
Monday with the Microsoft stuff too, the new, what's new with Scene AI. And
there's a big collaborative one that I think that's about Google that's, I think it's Students BPI Next Gen, and I can't remember if there's another affiliate in with it, but it's a big collaborative. I love seeing the affiliates collaborate and do things together.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. It's nice. BITS has a lot going on.
Yep.
And you can find all these abbreviations if you're not sure. They are listed in the program. We know we have a lot of you who are new, like BITS is Blind Information Technology Specialists. BPI is Blind Pride International.
We'll have a session tomorrow night on ADP, which is the Audio Description Project.
Right. Yeah.
Alphabet Soup at convention.
Alphabet Soup. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. At a live convention, we'd have our open cafe, and you could go there and get something to eat.
Yeah.
Man, I'm hungry.
Yeah, same here. The hotel restaurant's closed, so I'm like, I need to find food.
No. Delivery, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
I did do DoorDash last night.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But I don't feel that good because of it. I shouldn't have gotten fried chicken. I should have become a vegetarian this week. I'm going to need to eat healthier.
See, now Rick and I would want to go get Popeyes. Rick Morin. And I love Popeyes. I don't eat chicken that much, but I love. Oh, you
have the same way, but it's like, I guess this whole new fad of Popeyes chicken. So I saw it on DoorDash, and I was like, you know, it's definitely a lot cheaper than half the other options in front of me right now. And so,
I love their mashed potatoes. I have to confess.
All right, now I'm hungry. What time is it? Oh, I'm not allowed to eat before virtual mass, though, am I?
No.
We got about 10 more minutes.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Let's see. We've gone through things going on. We need to bring on some guests.
Oh, we will.
This is getting ramped up. So folks know, these are the pre shows.
These are, they started being called anchor shows. Now I see them as being called Convention Connect. So yeah, you know, and Jason, it's so good to have Jason with us. Tony and I have been together some in the last couple of days, but Tony, Jason, you're working a lot in the background on things while equally here streaming. And I know you'll be streaming tonight as well. Mm-hmm. But what else is going on in the background? Because it takes a lot to keep ACB radio running.
Yeah, part of what I'm doing is just monitoring. Sometimes I'll be gathering statistics, how many people are listening right now. Then I might make sure that at the proper times when the schedule changes for the tours and exhibit hall, I want to make sure those start up just fine. And taking the archives of anything I stream and putting them where our production team and Jeff can access them. And taking notes, taking lots of notes about listeners when I see that information, and it gets to be busy, but I found a way to manage it, so I'm not going crazy. I think my first day was my worst day, but even that, I can't really complain because I was having fun. The convention was rolling so smoothly, and managed to get it all under control. And
all systems are a go.
All systems are go, yes. And we have our new server, which is so much more responsive than our previous one. And it's just it's just so good to be on this new Azure platform, where we have scalability and just resources way beyond what we had before. So very happy about that.
Love this new server.
Which translates as to just people get faster response on the website.
It's much faster.
Yes. Faster downloads when they do podcasts. Mm-hmm. Faster everything, pretty much.
Faster email coming through. Mm-hmm. 176 listening. I'm so excited. I just went to peak.
Ah. Wow. Good morning, everybody.
Very cool. Hello.
Thanks for tuning in.
Happy to have you. Yeah. Yes, indeed. And
yeah,
all the good people that will be with us throughout this week. I know Rick and Tony working so hard on all the video aspects of this and making it work out so that we can be on YouTube and Facebook Live. And it's all about getting ACB and our message and our community. That's Cindy. I love working with Cindy.
We want to have our best look, you know.
Yeah. Look and sound and feel. And we want, you know, I think we really want people who are blind and visually impaired, we want us all to feel that none of us is ever really alone. And at the same time, to let people who are sighted also know what a vibrant community we are and have, and all the good things that we are doing in the world, and, you know, how it's good to have us involved with the rest of the world. You know, we're out there advocating, we're out there doing things, making things happen. And, you know,
you,
I think the
Cindy
world is
there,
a better place, because, and all of us are in it. What's that, Tony?
You mentioned Cindy there. You know,
yes.
Hopefully we'll have Cindy on tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Cindy
yes.
Hollis, so folks know, our membership coordinator. She has been doing such an outstanding job on their community calls, and we cannot help but let folks know of our 176 listeners, but anybody else out there listening in the world. ACB Community on Facebook. Check it out if you haven't already joined the group. It's an excellent way, you know, one of the things we're missing at convention is literally bumping into old friends. So visit ACB Community, find out who's there. If you're not already there, and find out, you could probably get some old friends.
I need to post. I'm in there, but I haven't posted. But, last I saw, over 700 posting, and there are probably more than that that are already signed up in there. Jason, are you looking in that group yet? Are you?
I'm a member of the group, but I have been preoccupied. I have not looked.
A little busy.
Yeah. Little busy. Yeah.
When this is all done, you're gonna go down to Long Island Sound and just find a nice little quiet rock to sit on the water, listen to the waves, and just read through all the Facebook community posts and just relax.
Yeah. That's right. If we're at home, we might need Carla's, what's that little sleep machine thing?
The spa. Yeah, what is it? The sound spa. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Aww.
Well, a couple of quick plugs with my development director hat, if I may be so indulged.
Please do.
For the two of you. So check out the ACB walk this afternoon at 6 o'clock on Main. I think are we doing that on Mainstream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here
and,
on Mainstream.
And that'll lead right into our 6:45 program, our Convention Connect, the official Convention Connect that will also be on, we'll be pushing that on Facebook.
Yes.
So you can also check that on Facebook Live. And we will be going in straight into that. We will welcome our president, Dan Spoon, at 7 o'clock as he kicks off the opening session tonight. So be sure to check that out.
Yeah.
You can still make donations for the ACB Walk. We have the ACB Auction on Tuesday as well. So make sure you're keyed into that. Check out your program to find out ways you can find out what's going on for the auction. And then tomorrow is MMS Monday, but you can really sign up for what's called MMS, the Monthly Monetary Support, which is a basic way that members can give a little extra, those that are able to. And we know it's hard times for a lot of folks in the country now, but we're so fortunate that we've had so many of our MMS subscriber members that give each month to help sustain ACB and really help bring the hard work that folks like Debbie and Jason are doing. You know, a lot of this stuff comes at a cost, and so we're thankful that we have so many members that are able to give a little bit more each month, and that adds up. And when we look at it, you know, multiply it by hundreds, and that starts to really build. So thanks to everybody that is already giving through MMS and those that have not. You can go to askacbmms@gmail.com. If you got any questions about it, askacbmms@gmail.com. Or you can tune in, I think, tomorrow. We're going to have, after 1 o'clock, Gene and George, who lead the MMS project.
On that day show, we'll have them on.
They'll be on afterward. So.
Sure. Well, they can, guests. And don't forget, you can always be an individual sponsor this week.
That's right, for convention.
Well.
And we appreciate those sponsors. We've had a lot of sponsors this year with folks realizing they don't have to incur the cost of a hotel. So thank you, everybody.
Airfare and all that. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, that's given a little extra this year, because it really helps us. We've been very fortunate compared to other nonprofits. We weren't hit as hard, but we're still gonna sweat it out through the year. And you know, it's already seen signs of you know, really we're gonna have to really work hard to hit our projections that we started with in 2020. So,
well, we know our dogs need to be fed. We need to be fed, and so does our organization. It's just to keep that.
And I don't want to make this a fundraising pitch, but you know, but thanks to everybody. Primarily, thanks to those that have already given, and you know who you are. And so, that's all I got. I'm going to step down off my soapbox now. Thank you both.
All right. So let's see, Jason. So you're going to continue streaming.
I am. We're going to head over to the non-denominational service. That's coming right up.
I don't know if you have time to throw in any promo or anything like that, but
you got like a couple minutes. But
we've got. Yeah, we made our production team. We're sorry you don't hear them on the server, but we know you hear them in the exhibit hall. Some really neat convention promos that are. People have been hard at work making.
I did hear them last night in between some of the sessions. So,
yeah,
well done, ACB Radio. Thank you to the team behind the scenes.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you.
And thank you both. It's been nice to join you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Bring some donuts next time. Who brought donuts the other day into the office? I heard about those.
Oh, that was Kelly, but I couldn't get into the office that day. Ooh. Sigh.
They Local, left
stale
of course.
One for me for yesterday, so I survived. That was my food yesterday. Was the donut.
Oh.
So, anyways,
thank
Debbie,
you, Don.
Jason, take care.
Yeah, yep, we'll talk with you later.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
sounds good.
All right. So, thank you, Jason.
Absolutely.
I will stay tuned in.
Stay
thank
tuned.
You
We're gonna
so much.
Yes, my pleasure.
All right.
All right.